Hello and welcome to the Career Confidence Podcast, where we explore how you can build your career with confidence in this ever-changing world. I'm your host, Nicola Semple, and I work with professional women to help them achieve their career goals. And I also work with organisations to help them develop and retain their talent. Now, drum roll please. Today is the day. I have some very exciting news to share. My book, The Career Confidence Toolkit, Take Control of Your Career and Fulfill Your Potential, is now available in paperback and Kindle format. I cannot tell you how long I have been waiting to say those words. So, if you find yourself wondering, what is it I really want to do when I grow up? Or if you find yourself lying awake at night, reflecting back in the day, and thinking, there's got to be more to life than this, then the Career Confidence Toolkit has been written exactly for you. The toolkit will allow you to take control and navigate your career with purpose and with passion. My objective is for you to wake up each morning, excited for the day ahead, and going to work with a spring in your step, knowing that your unique talents are being fully utilised and you're achieving your potential. Now, the toolkit is in the format of a book, but it's not just for you to read and then forget about. It is a highly practical guide that will not just teach you how to take ownership of your career, it will also reveal the secrets to finding deep satisfaction in the work that you do. It will take you on a step-by-step journey full of actionable tips and real-life stories from people who have paved their own paths to career happiness. What I thought I would do today is give you a little sneaky peek at some of the content. What I'm going to do is actually read to you a section from the first chapter, because I think that will give you a really good idea if the book is for you. So all you need to do is sit back, relax, make yourself comfortable, and let me read to you the opening section of chapter one. Every great journey starts with a simple step. Maya Angelou. The average person spends 90,000 hours at work over the course of a lifetime. That's a lot of time and a big chunk of our life. It's only natural that we want our work to make us happy and fulfilled. If we're going to devote so much of our time to work, we want it to give us a sense of meaning and purpose. Sadly, this isn't the reality for many people. When someone's struggling with their career direction and comes to me for guidance, one of the first questions I ask is, "Does your work make you happy?" It's a simple question that can often be difficult to answer. Perhaps the content of the job itself doesn't make my client happy, but the lifestyle it affords does. The client might love the day-to-day work, but they may feel like they're not being recognised and rewarded appropriately. My clients work with me because their careers don't make them happy or make them feel fulfilled. Usually, they've never had a career plan and have got to where they are due to luck, not careful planning. They're well educated and many have a university degree. Upon completion of their degree, they weren't sure what they wanted to do when they grew up. They got a graduate job so they could get experience, did well in that job, and kept on going. If they were honest with themselves, and asked if this was the career they anticipated, the resounding answer would be no. By the time I work with them, they've got to a point where enough is enough. I've had clients tell me they've become so unhappy with their current situation that it has impacted every area of their life. Their motivation, productivity, mental health, and even their relationships with friends and family. You can only go through the motions so long before it starts to take a toll. As a result of working with me, my clients decide what they need from the next phase of their career. That may be a complete change of career, navigating the transition into a new role in their current organisation, or overcoming their imposter syndrome so they feel confident in the role they already have. Ultimately, their end goal is to take control of their career and feel happy and fulfilled by the work they do. The Career Confidence Toolkit has been designed to help you take control of your career by reading and, most importantly, completing the practical steps in the book. You can create a plan to build your career confidence. And by taking action on your plan, you can create a life and career that brings you joy and a sense of excitement. This book is for you if you're established in your career and you've got a few years' experience under your belt. You know you want something about your career to change, but you're not sure what. You don't have a clear vision of what you want from your career. You tend to take advantage of the opportunities that come your way, rather than actively defining what you want to pursue. You feel pulled in various directions. You've always been ambitious and your career is important to you, but you feel conflicted because you have lots of other things on your plate as well. And you feel a bit bruised and battered by your career experience to date. You need a confidence boost, a loving hair stroke, or ideally both. If you have picked up this book, you want to make the most of the 90,000 hours you will spend at work over your lifetime. You desire a career that meets your needs financially and gives you a sense of purpose and fulfillment. What you can expect from this book. While I will give you practical advice, strategies and exercises to help you build your career confidence, what you'll find within these pages is much more than a guide. I will give you permission to want the things that you want from your career. You don't need to do what your friends and what your colleagues are doing. You get to define your own version of success so that each day you get out of bed with a spring in your step, knowing that you're doing work and creating a life that is meaningful for you. I'll also make sure that you're not just clear about what you want, but also have the courage to go after it. Because I want you to know you can choose and achieve your version of career success. Throughout the book, I'll use real-life case studies with names changed to protect privacy from my own work as a career confidence coach. These clients are professionals just like you, who have taken control and navigated themselves to a new and fulfilling phase of their career. The time you spend reading and completing the exercises in this book is your opportunity to pause and reflect. Your life is busy. How often do you actually allow yourself time to think? This is your chance to make a commitment to you and what you want from your future career. All the while remembering that life happens and circumstances change. You might need to flex your plans, and that's okay. Because as you build your career confidence, you will have all the skills and resources that you need to handle whatever comes your way. What do I mean by career confidence? Over the last few years, as I've worked one-on-one with clients, I've coined the phrase career confidence. And it's my mission to help people become career confident. But what does that mean? The Cambridge Dictionary defines a career as the job or series of jobs that you do during your working life. It defines confidence as the quality of being certain of your abilities or having trust in people, plans, or the future. So drawing on both definitions, I describe career confidence as the innate trust that you can successfully navigate the world of work, whatever arises. I believe that career confidence is knowing what you want from your career and trusting that while your career path will have twists and turns, these unexpected detours will help you learn and grow. It's knowing that you can do your job and trusting that you can learn what's required to fill any skills gaps that you might have. It's knowing that you're doing the right work for now and trusting that the future will unfold as it's meant to. When the time comes, you'll either have or know how to access all the resources you need to make the changes you want to your career. It's knowing you will face setbacks and trusting that you have the resilience to bounce back when things don't go according to plan. It's knowing that you've invested in building your network and trusting that your network will be there to support you when you need it. And it's knowing that your career is important and trusting that you'll always do your best to prioritise the relationships that matter to you, even if you don't always find the right balance between work and home. As you develop your career confidence, you will be able to handle whatever career dilemmas and work challenges come your way. In addition, your sense of control over your career will grow. You'll get a spring in your step and enjoy your work. Maybe it's been a while since you felt enthusiastic about work. Once you start calling the shots, you'll feel your enthusiasm return. You'll stop worrying about all the shoulds and maybes, because you know the path you're on and nothing else matters. Having choices is liberating, but it can also be exhausting. Focusing on one defined path can provide enormous relief. You'll feel a greater sense of purpose and know that you are on the path to fulfilling your potential. You won't get to the end of your career and think, "Was that it? I thought I'd do so much more." You'll stop caring what other people think about you and the decisions that you make. Other people don't care about your choices as much as you think they do. Getting clear on what you want makes it significantly easier to put on your blinkers. You can make the right decisions for you, not what other people think you should do. You'll identify opportunities to grow and develop, possibly in ways that you had never previously considered. Once you start looking, there is opportunity everywhere, and often from the most unlikely sources. You'll be genuinely happy for other people's career success, rather than letting envy get the better of you. You'll get perspective about what's important and where to focus your time, energy, and attention. You'll understand what you can stop doing so that you can free yourself up to focus on the things that matter. And you'll be happier at home because the constant niggle of career confusion will no longer be there. Sounds good, doesn't it? If I could, I would love to have some magical career confidence dust to sprinkle all over people. You, lovely listener, would know deep in your bones that you can handle whatever comes your way in your career. But in the absence of magical dust, you have this book. If you would like to get your hands on a copy of the Career Confidence Toolkit, you can go to Amazon and just search either for the Career Confidence Toolkit or for Nicola Semple. I'll also leave a link in the show notes. Or if you prefer, you can purchase via my website by going to nicolasemple.com/book. If you read the book and like it, I would love it and appreciate it so much if you could leave a review on Amazon. As I shared in my last episode, I've self-published the book. There is no big promotion machinery of a publishing house behind this, so I need all the help I can get. I want to get this book into as many hands as possible so that we can help people get clarity and build their career confidence. That's all for me. I'm off to have a very big sleep after all the excitement of the last few weeks, but I shall talk to you again very soon. Bye for now.